started yesterday with a logo. I thought that was quite important. Steering wheel that looks like a dumb child. Somehow steering between waves and rocks. I don't know who mentioned the rocks. So what we want to put in a tree rat in a museum. Maybe not museum, maybe it's a charnel ground. And at least from a charnel ground we have the opportunity to really learn from our mistakes. So polarising online forums, forgetting the non-UK perspective, that's a few double negatives there, but kind of like, you know, not kind of having a broader, wider view than just the UK. Forgetting to communicate processes and decisions.
Yeah.
Not generally, but
sexual
experimentation as Kalyana Mitrata, and promiscuity as practice. Limiting attitudes towards women and triumphalism. Yeah. So kind of blowing our own trumpet. So what we want to see in 2038 or in the future is lots of harmony. Aspiring to the highest and touching the deepest. We're hopeful. We want to see hope. We'd like a clear message, a clear dharmic message, I think, with a progressive path that's true to the Buddha, true to Bhante, and is responsive to whatever conditions it's in. We'd like to see skilled teaching rooted in deep practice. We'd like to see the Sangha crossing cultures really effectively. And we want to see a community that's contributing to this is a world. Yeah. So a thriving tree ratna in the future will be gazing at the stars, not gazing at navels. It will exemplify harmony and perhaps we'll be able to have the sense of the threefold sangha that's broad, inclusive in terms of being rooted in tradition and deep. Awakened beings in community, a bit mysterious. I don't think I can unpack that now. But I think it's we were discussing like wanting to make sure that insight is part of our practice and that's being enacted within our community.
Sort of in relationship rather than as an individual experience.
Yes, thank you, that's right. I think probably at the core of things we want opportunities to engage in collective life and practice, and many people have touched on that in their presentations. And also that our presentation of the Dharma is attractive to young people. Yeah. So many of the same things that other people have presented. So that's good. We're on the same page. So we then went into our priorities. And we had 6 priorities, which we then voted on and decided on 2. So I'll just go through our priorities, which were to clarify and agree what we are as an order. Communications, just more broadly. The Sikha, wanting from what we were saying before, inspired, unified and skilled teaching within Tri Ratna. Immersion, opportunities for immersion in Tri Ratna culture. Giving opportunities to young people to take responsibility and reviewing structures. So we voted on those in the steering group, and clarifying and agreeing what we are as an order came top as a priority. Communications and Sikha were high up, but we felt that they were being dealt with in other ways. So our priority then, we felt one of the most important things to look at was immersion in Tri Ratna cultures. So we chose these two to kind of take forward. So So in terms of clarifying and agreeing what we are as an order, I suppose that's coming out of the tensions within the order where that's not clear and perhaps produces a lot of debate that can become divisive. So wanting to clarify that. So we've just done some training on holacracy, which is about surfacing and processing tensions. So we've just put that language up there. But it's about really being able to look at, well, what are the tensions? So really being able to see what are the tensions in our community, in our order, and then how do we look at them and really kind of give them the time and space and attention that they need to try and see if we can find ways forward with that. And part of that is a moving towards trying to build consensus around what we are. So I suppose it's unity and harmony and what we are as an order, so we're going forward together within that. So one of the steps in that is clarifying and communicating the role of the college, because that does seem to be a little bit of a point of tension within the order. And also the role of ordination training in the college's responsibilities.
And the order.
And the order, okay. Yeah. So already Sadoloko and the college have been writing a document clarifying the roles and responsibilities of the college. And that is, you can find that on the college website. So one of the things to help with this step is the college website, and that's going to be, somebody's going to be talking about that later in the gathering, so I won't go into that now, but you can find that on the college website. And if you haven't seen the college website, do have a look. It's not only really beautiful, but I think it's got a really good, lot of really good content in there. And the other thing that we feel is needed is more clarity on teaching criteria, as in who can be a teacher. Yeah, yeah. So still kind of like working on that and making that more clear. So there's been some work done on that, but doing more with that. Yeah, and then our second priority was immersion in a Tree Ratna culture. So other people have been mentioning that as well. But we, in our discussion, started talking more about specifically team-based right livelihood as one of the most effective ways to immerse ourselves in Tree Ratna culture. But just aware that team-based right livelihoods, as they existed, won't, you know, we need to revision that. So in the meantime, to be able to really give attention to people's current working situations. So to look at kind of how people can practice at work in their current situation. So we had a few thoughts on that.
Yeah, basically the idea was to devise a course. So basically for a lot of people when they come to Buddhist centres, the thing that's really challenging is work, you know, and is to actually devise a course that will give people material and practices that they can employ in their working environment. So that we think, we don't just think of, well, either you're doing team-based right livelihood or you're not doing it at all, but thinking actually of, you know, right livelihood, what it means to have for and to practice right livelihood where it's not necessarily a, you know, true right now team-based right livelihood kind of situation. So Vedashit has made this effort. What we're going to do in Dublin eventually is devise a course, and hopefully that will see the group. This is an idea actually I got from Auckland. They have a group there that meet every week, I think, and they talk about their work in the morning before they go. They get together and talk about how they practice the Dhamma in their work environment. So it's kind of, in a way, not thinking of it in terms of normal nothing, but trying to provide something new and valuable to make work as a valuable practice, yeah. You know, and to employ, you know, the limit of the Eightfold Path as best we can.
Yeah, and I think we thought that might be a way to keep the seeds of team-based right livelihood alive,
yeah.
So that we don't kind of lose those skills and knowledge. We keep those seeds alive until something new kind of emerges. There's that, and also kind of encouraging, looking for opportunities for longer intensive residential courses.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the Adisthana International course here last year for a month. We'll be running another one in 2020. And of course, we've got the Dharma Life courses as well, but looking for more and more opportunities. That seems to be one of the ways we can give people an intensive immersion in Sri Ratna culture. And Subhadramati's going to be running, is she here? Yeah. Is it a year-long course in London that she's starting up? So that's a new initiative. We'll see how that goes.
Because that's also urban-based.
It is.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's not just a course.
It's not a course.
It's
actually
a
course. Yeah.
So it's a year-long opportunity, as I understand it,
yeah,
to live and work together. Mm. And there is a lot of good, very strong
aspects.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems that you're the right people to run, but it doesn't cost them anything. You live in a community. You've got a year to live together, work together, send your sort of backstop. So it's a really nice little package.
Yeah. Right. So I think that's us. Yeah.
Thank you.